Watch out, the phone lines are blowing up. 8 minutes. 8 minutes before the top of the hour, man. We talking about this ugly divorce going down between Deion Sanders and his beautiful wife, Pilar, who are both friends of the morning show. And I'm not taking up, you know, being one side. I'm just standing up for what's right, man. It's all about what you negotiate and what you sign. That is my personal and honest opinion, Gary.
Just think about it. With you being a man and the money that you're making and stuff, this money should be nothing, because at the end of the day, you should want your kids to be happy. You should want your ex-wife to be happy, because my thing is this. When you first fell in love with her, you was happy, honey. If y'all filing for divorce, Gare, let it be amicable and move on.
Okay, Gary, if you want the kids to be happy, then let them stay with their daddy.
Well, if the boys want to stay with their dad, let the two boys stay with their dad and let the daughter go with their mom and stuff. But my thing is, parading all these other women in the doggone public, you ain't seeing Pilar with no other damn men up in the public. You're parading all these different women in the public in front of these kids. You hollering about you want the kids to be stable, and the kids going to be all messed up. They're going to be messed up because they're going to be confused because they don't know who their mama is or who their dad is, because the dad is going with all these different damn women are being photographed, let me just say that, with different women.
And that's just sad confusing at the
stuff, because my thing is, it's just not a good look for the doggone kids and stuff. So let that woman have what she gonna have. Just be simple about it.
How much you think she should get, Gary?
She should at least get, honey, if you worth $200 million, then give her $50 million, honey. That's your ex-wife to be. That's
it, does make him crazy look a certain way. It makes him look a certain way that he's cheap and doesn't want to give her more. And it is a sad thought to think that you can marry somebody rich, it doesn't work out, because he cheated, and then the wife just gets thrown away. The kids are taken care of.
Okay,
him and the new woman are taken care of, and the wife is just thrown away.
Let me put some of my personal business out here, all right? You know, I went through a divorce, too.
Yeah.
And my whole thing with my baby mama, you ain't going to take nothing, but I will give you something to help take care of the kids, but you ain't going to take anything. Now, if you want to take me to court and go through all this stuff or whatever, I'm not giving you anything, because I'm fair. Now, you know, we have shared custody or whatever, and all that, that's fine. But you're not entitled, you ain't entitled to anything. You're straight, you know, but you ain't got to take anything from me. But I'll give you something if you need something. Whatever those kids need, they're going to have. And I'm sure that man.
What about me, though? The sacrifice I made is your wife when you were traveling and I was holding down the household.
Well, my ex ain't made no damn sacrifice. She ain't wrote nam damn joke.
Okay. You different. I mean, you give a consolation prize to each woman that you date with and y'all be through it. And you said fair. That's the word fair.
Yeah, you got to be fair. Yeah. At least be fair. I'm just saying that.
$1 million isn't a lot, though.
$1 million is enough. And then if she gets some kind of support for the kids or whatever, and he pay for the kids' insurance and activities and pay for college, all that kind of stuff, that's fine. She can live off $1 million. I'm not trying to sound selfish and doggish or whatever, but it's all about what's in the agreement. Y'all, please don't mad at me. Listeners, don't get mad at me and cuss me out. I'm just saying my opinion, you know, and there's a lot of good opinions on it. Take the money. See, here's the thing. Ask yourself, is it worth it? Look at everything that they're going through. You know what's on that paper. You got some lawyer going to take half of that. The lawyer is running up attorney fees, number one. You running up Deion attorney fees. You running up your own attorney fees. By
that
the time
you is gone.
That million already gone in attorney fees. Real talk. Because she's not going to get attorney. If she lose that case, she ain't going to get attorney fees awarded to her because there's an agreement. And she got a case now where she done sat in jail for 12 hours for domestic violence. And on top of that, now in day and time, in the state of Texas, Deion Sanders, the greatest athlete, probably the second greatest athlete behind Michael Jordan. This man played baseball and football and got a wonderful reputation or whatever. And she ain't going to win. Take the $1 million and stop running up attorney fees and go on. She going to get not another. I talked to Deion. She ain't going to get another dime. Now, that's real talk, you know, and the smart thing to do, it just going on for the sake of the kids, man. Look at all the drama. Now, the kids are traumatized. Is that worth $1 million? But those
she's
kids
traumatized.
Be traumatized.
The thing about it is she's married to a man who supposedly she caught him cheating. Her, if she had her choice, she would rather be with him and him not cheat. You can't just let your husband cheat. I don't care. Get your hand off me. I don't care. That's how
made
I feel.
Made me drop my damn cup.
I don't care. Pick it back up.
Ricky Smiley, my